The Stainless Steel Rat by Harry Harrison. Copyright 1961 by Harry Harrison. Read by John Polk. This book contains 160 pages. Slippery Jim can rob a bank in any solar system, con a space captain out of his ship, and start or stop a war, whichever pays him more. So when the cops catch him, the only sensible thing to do is make him a policeman on the Special Forces Squad. 1961. From the book jacket. I am Slippery Jim DeGriz, the Stainless Steel Rat. There aren't many like me in the universe. I can change personalities in a flash, rob any bank in any solar system, no matter if the guards are human or robot, con a space captain out of his ship, start a war or stop one, whichever pays the most. So when the cops finally caught up with me, naturally, there was only one thing they could do. They made me a cop. Other books by Harry Harrison. The Technicolor Time Machine. Captive Universe. Prime Number. The Daleth Effect. Edited by Harry Harrison and Brian W. Aldiss. Best SF, 1967. Best SF, 1968. Best SF, 1969. For Hans Stefan Santesson. Chapter 1. When the office door opened suddenly, I knew the game was up. It had been a moneymaker, but it was all over. As the cop walked in, I sat back in the chair and put on a happy grin. He had the same somber expression and heavy foot that they all have, and the same lack of humor. I almost knew to the word what he was going to say before he uttered a syllable. James Bolivar DeGriz, I arrest you on the charge. I was waiting for the word charge. I thought it made a nice touch that way. As he said it, I pressed the button that set off the charge of black powder in the ceiling. The crossbeam buckled, and the 3-ton safe dropped through right on top of the cop's head. He squashed very nicely, thank you. The cloud of plaster dust settled, and all I could see of him was one hand, slightly crumpled. It twitched a bit, and the index finger pointed at me accusingly. His voice was a little muffled by the safe and sounded a bit annoyed. In fact, he repeated himself a bit.
On the charge of illegal entry, theft, forgery...
He ran on like that for quite a while. It was an impressive list, but I had heard it all before. I didn't let it interfere with my stuffing all the money from the desk drawers into my suitcase. The list ended with a new charge, and I would swear on a stack of 1,000 credit notes that high that there was a hurt tone in his voice.
In addition, the charge of assaulting a police robot will be added to your record. This was foolish since my brain and larynx are armored and in my midsection.
That I know well, George, but your little two-way radio is in the top of your pointed head, and I don't want you reporting to your friends just yet. One good kick knocked the escape panel out of the wall and gave access to the steps to the basement. As I skirted the rubble on the floor, the robot's fingers snapped out at my leg. But I had been waiting for that, and they closed about 2 inches short. I have been followed by enough police robots to know by now how indestructible they are. You can blow them up or knock them down, and they keep coming after you, dragging themselves by one good finger and spouting saccharine morality all the while. That's what this one was doing. Give up my life of crime and pay my debt to society and such. I could still hear his voice echoing down the stairwell as I reached the basement. Every second was timed now. I had about 3 minutes before they would be on my tail, and it would take me exactly 1 minute and 8 seconds to get clear of the building. That wasn't much of a lead, and I would need all of it. Another kick panel opened out into the label-removing room. None of the robots looked up as I moved down the aisle. I would have been surprised if they had. They were all low-grade M-types, short on brains and good only for simple, repetitive work. That was why I hired them. They had no curiosity as to why they were taking the labels off the filled cans of azote fruits, or what was at the other end of the moving belt that brought the cans through the wall. They didn't even look up when I unlocked the door that was never unlocked that led through the wall. I left it open behind me, as I had no more secrets now.
Keeping next to the rumbling belt, I stepped through the jagged hole I had chopped in the wall of the government warehouse. I